coaster. What do you call those small fin-tail sea animals that are delicious to eat?
Shrimp.
Right, and if you ate about a dozen, you would say you had how many?
Had a dozen shrimp.
Right. The insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into it is called a... What kind of little insect? If you grab him, the powder might come off on your hands. Sometimes they are accused of getting in clothes, too.
Moths.
And if you had one of them, you'd call it a...
Moth.
What flies around with a light in its tail by night?
Lightning bug.
And a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings might be called several things. He hovers around damp spaces and he eats its own weight in mosquitoes. What would you call him?
Mosquito hog.
Okay. What kind of stinging insects do you know?
Wasp and yellow jackets. And that's all.
What's the difference between the two?
A wasp is brown and a yellow jacket's yellow.
What about the size?
They're about the same.
The size is pretty much the same.
A wasp, his wingspread is a little longer than a yellow jacket. And yellow jackets mostly make their nest in the ground, and the wasp in trees or under eaves of houses. And
what about the nest? What's the difference between the nest as you've seen them?
Well, the yellow jacket nest is in the ground mostly, and the wasp is nest is in trees, and it's I've never seen a yellow jacket nest, but a wasp nest is kind of like a bee hive.
And where would you find those most?
In trees or under the eaves of houses.
Okay. The kind of insect that builds nests in the ground and swarms over you might be called what?
Yellow jacket.
And the thing that flies around at night and bites and can...
Mosquitoes.
Do you have any other names for them besides mosquitoes? All right. The small insects that burrow in your skin and raise welts might be called...
Red bugs.
And what are the insects, some of them are green and some are brown, that hop along the grass in the summertime?
Grasshoppers.
And the small fish used for bait might be called...
Minnows.
What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned? In other words...
Spider webs.
Yes. And the part of a tree underneath the ground is called what?
Roots.
Let's talk about roots for a minute. What uses did you find for roots when you were growing up?
Sassafras. You dug them and made tea in the spring.
Can you think of any others? Say sassafras? Were there any other kind of vines or roots that you might have used?
Well, you use the potato roots, you know.
How did you use those?
Well, the potato is a root.
Well, just as, well, you consider that. I was thinking for medicinal, for medicine or for anything of that nature. Can you think, maybe you didn't have any others?
There's one more, but I can't think of it right now.
Well, let's talk for a minute about trees. And the kind of tree that you might tap syrup would be called what kind?
Maple.
What do you call the place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar? What would you call the area where all of your trees are growing?